borrow. Let's dance romance at the tip of your fingers while the melody lingers. Let's dance, dance, dance. Just start in swaying while the band is playing. Music is worth your while. Let this station give you anticipation. Simply turn the dial and keep on dancing, though you've only a small room. Make it your ballroom. Let's dance.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 5:30, Saturday evening, February the 3rd. My, oh my, 5 years have come and gone. For 5 years, we've been doing our level best to entertain you from the make-believe ballroom. But tonight, because you folks have all been so nice to us, we're here to bring you our 5th anniversary birthday party. And we're bringing it to you from the beautiful gold room of the Ambassador Hotel on Park Avenue in New York City. Everything is very quiet. Everybody's gathered around the loudspeakers, the microphones here in the room, just listening. But just so that you may know that it's really a party, meet our guests. I hope that our 5th anniversary party this evening is going to really serve to entertain you out there listening and serve also as a means of thanking you for listening throughout these long, long years. Tonight, I should say this evening because it's early now, but we're going well into the night, I think you're going to find we've planned a mighty swell program for you. First, I'd like to introduce our guest of honor of the evening, and a little later on, I'm going to tell you why he is our guest of honor. It's none other than your favorite orchestra leader, and you've indicated that so many times, Mr. Glenn Miller.
Thank you very much, Martin. It's a pleasure for us to be here as your guest, and may we say that we heartily encourage your programs and think that you've been a great thing in the development of new bands, and you're the one that usually does the most talking, so I'm going to let you continue and we'll play the music.
Well, Glenn, that's swell of you to come over this evening and to bring the whole band and all of your vocalists, and consequently, I'm not going to take too much time talking. The folks here want to dance. Our listeners want to hear the band, so suppose we have your theme as usual. Ladies and gentlemen, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, you hear Glenn Miller on the air on his network show. And at this time, I want to take the opportunity of thanking Chesterfield for permitting Mr. Miller to be here at our party tonight with his entire orchestra. Now, for the first number, hold tight, everybody. Here it goes. Tiger Rag. Thank you. you, Glenn Miller. Thank you a lot. And our audience is really so appreciative. Glenn, you know, I was just thinking as we were standing here, it was just 5 years ago that I came here to New York and started this little make-believe ballroom. It was just about a year and a half ago, wasn't it, that you came to New York?
Well, it'll be 2 years next April.
2 years in April.
With the band.
Glenn, you know what I think? I think both of us, every night before we go to bed, I think we both ought to get down on our hands and knees alongside the bed and say thanks to the public.
I say so, too.
Do you agree with
me
on that?
Well, to both of us, I think.
They certainly have. They're grand people. All you have to do, Glenn, is give them what they want.
Well, it's sure been grand to us, Mike.
And I'm going to ask you if you'll give them something else that they want. Whatever your next number is going to be, it's all right with me and everybody here.
Well, the next number is a number that I don't know whether you like it or not, Martin. But if you don't like it, it's only your own fault, because it's one that you wrote yourself, and we have a million requests for it, faithful to you.
Thanks a lot. I'd love to hear you do it again.
Faithful to you, though we have to part, for you'll always be the one in my heart. The dreams that we dream may never come true. Yet even with this broken heart, I'm so glad we met. No room in my heart for somebody new.
Thanks very much, Glenn. I do appreciate your playing Faithful to You here tonight. Now, Mr. Miller, I have a little surprise for you. I said at the beginning of the broadcast that you are our guest of honor tonight. I said that with a very definite reason in mind. No doubt, you're thoroughly conversant with the fact that twice every year we have an orchestra popularity contest. And that contest has oft-time shown us some very amazing things. Never in the 10 contests that have been held, the voting by the public, have we ever had a contest like this one? It's usually been a battle for first place. I'm afraid, however, that there was no battle in this contest, because, Glenn, it's with a great deal of pleasure that I notify you here tonight and all the boys in the band, Lee and Betty as well, who have all, of course, been...
You mean Marion.
Marion Hutton, let's put the last name there, who have been so instrumental in making your band successful that you not only won the orchestra popularity contest, but you ran away with it by more than 2-1 votes to your nearest competitor. And may I congratulate you, since you've congratulated me.
Thank you very much, Martin. It really is a pleasant surprise to know that we've won this orchestra poll, and I can only say that for the Marion, Ray Everly, boys in the band, and myself, we want to thank all of you who voted for us, and the voting wouldn't have done any good unless Martin Block had played our records.
You were still on the air, Glenn. I had to get that one in. And now we have another surprise on our anniversary. The Andrews Sisters. Of course, the Andrews Sisters are no surprise to our listeners, because we just couldn't have any kind of an event or an affair without the Andrews Sisters. Isn't that right, girls?
That's right, Martin.
And here they are with great big smiles on their lovely faces. And what are you going to sing first?
Cheery Berry Bee.
Real cheery?
Real
well, that's fine. No. Just cheery. Not leave the berry until later, huh? Oh, you want the bee? Well, all right. Put the bee on, Glenn.
Low in Napoli, there's a handsome gondolier. Every night he sings so happily, so his lady love can hear. In the manners of Rapissimo, he repeats his serenade, and his heart fortissimo when she raises the Venetian shade. Chirubirubee, 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 he waits for her each night beneath her balcony. Chirubirubee, he begs to hold her tight, but no, she won't agree. Chirubirubee, she throws a rose and blows a kiss from up above. Chirubirubee, 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 that soul we love. Cheery bee, 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 cheery.
Sisters singing at the 5th anniversary birthday party of your make-believe ballroom. And, Glenn, I'm just wondering what you have for us next.
Well, an occasion like this would hardly be complete without the most popular tune, as far as we're concerned, of all time. I think we got more requests for Stardust than any other song there is.
I'm sure you do. It's one of my very, very favorites, and I know we'd all like to hear it. I just sort of kind of feel it in my bones that there's a fast number coming up. Am I right?
Well, it's not too fast, but it's got a little hop to it.
Oh, a little hop so that our guests here dancing. Today is the first time at the anniversary of the ballroom we've ever been able to dance. We've usually held it at the studio, but this year, because we know that great big band of yours takes a lot of room, but we just moved everything, the whole caboodle, right over here, and so they're going to dance to
the Rumba Jumps, and Marion's going to sing, and you might hear a little whistling and talking by Texas Beneke.
That sounds good to me.
A very talented group. They kicked them off of a sloop. Even though the band can't understand their lingo, they're never down in the dumps, 'cause when the drummer plays thumps, the rumba jumps. Hip, hip, they holler the moment they landed. We've got a rumba, the king once your cheeks and those solemn points are wrapping it up. Folks in every land tuning on San Domingo. They're never down in the dump, 'cause when the drummer boy thumps, the rumba jumps. Hip, hip, the holler, stay right in your villa. We're on the air for a brand of vanilla. If you wanna dance and wanna dance in style, you better turn your dial to San Domingo Isle. And when you hear aye-aye, hidey-aye-aye, you know the reason why. The rumba jumps. Hello there, Texas. What you say? What you doing back here in the USA?
Well, Santo Domingo just wouldn't let me be. So I ran out on my visa before it ran out on me.
Uh-huh.
But when I ran, I was no chump. I shanghaied the drummer, the guy that makes a rumba jump.
The little old rumba jump, and it really does jump. Well, you know, we've got to keep our eye on the old clock here because we realize that Glenn does have to get back to the Hotel Pennsylvania where he has a session coming up in just about 45 minutes, so he mustn't detain the maestro and the boys and gals too long. But, Glenn, what's the next treat?
Victor Herbert melody, Adam, 1939-1940 lyric. It's Indian Summer.
Uh-oh. I know that.
Going astray, fading to soon. That's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer.
Here tonight in our little celebration. We have so many people here who are connected with radio that they're almost a little bit afraid of making noise at the end of the number. But I just want to let them all know that if they want to express their sentiments and feelings, well, just go right ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the fifth anniversary birthday celebration of your make-believe ballroom, coming to you from the Gold Room of the Ambassador Hotel on Park Avenue in New York City.
Well, as Martin